Good evening, Dinesh. Congratulations on the victory. So I just wanted to ask about a little incident that happened during DC's innings, and you had to play the role of peacemaker when Ashwin and Morgan were apparently having a go at each other. What was all of that about?
Look, I know that Rahul Tripathi threw the ball, hit Rishabh Pant, and then it ricocheted off that. And then Ashwin called for it and they started to run. I don't think Morgan appreciates that. I think he's somebody who, when the ball hits the batsman or the bat, he expects them not to run in the spirit of cricket. Again, it's a very grey area. It's a very interesting topic. I have my own opinion on it. But at the moment, I'll just say, I'm happy I played peacemaker and things have come to a good standstill right now.
Thank you.
दिनेश भाई बहुत बहुत कंग्रेचुलेशन जीत के लिए. मैं ये जानना चाह रहा हूँ कि आंद्रे रसल की इंजरी के बारे में आप थोड़ा सा अपडेट दे पाएंगे कि वो कब तक फिट हो सकेंगे, और इसके अलावा बीच में हमने देखा था शायद फर्ग्यूसन को भी कोई दिक्कत हुई, तो उसके बारे में आप थोड़ा सा बता पाएंगे.
पहले आंद्रे रसल के बारे में उतना ठीक नहीं है, उतना तो पता है. कितना बैड है वो मैं नहीं जानता हूँ अभी तक, क्योंकि इट्स वर्क इन प्रोग्रेस. अभी भी देख रहे हैं क्योंकि स्कैन वगैरह ये सब चल रहा है. उतना तक मुझे पता है. दूसरा प्लेयर कौन था जो आपने पूछा था?
फर्ग्यूसन सर.
ओ लॉकी फर्ग्यूसन, उसका भी हल्का है, वो थोड़ा शायद छोटा है. देखो अभी मैच खत्म हुआ है, लिटरली अभी 20 मिनट ही है. जब मैं अंदर जाऊंगा वापस, ऑब्वियसली मुझे पता चलेगा क्या कौन कौन किस तरह अभी क्या सिचुएशन पे है. फॉर द मोमेंट अभी लॉकी को हल्का सा हुआ था. आई डोंट थिंक इट्स एनीथिंग मेजर. आई थिंक फिजियो लोग विल गिव अ प्रॉपर अपडेट से इन अ कपल ऑफ आवर्स फ्रॉम नाउ.
Hi DK, fantastic win today. It was 52 or 42 when Lalit Yadav came into the attack. Their pace, Trio, Rabada, Nokia and Avesh all had overs left. Did you and Nitish decide let's take him on and go all the guns blazing? Like, what was the conversation we had with him? Because you guys didn't stop even after getting 10 of the first two balls.
Yeah, I think it was a case of Nitish feeling good, the fact that he felt that he could take on a Lalit Yadav, so he backed himself to hit those shots. At that stage, what we were discussing is we need to take the game slightly deep. We need to have the right intent. If it is there, we'll go for it. If not, make sure we rotate strike if it is possible. It wasn't a easily rotatable wicket, so to say, but there wasn't a plan like, oh, we need to take a Lalit Yadav. No, not. In fact, it was actually harder to hit the spinners than the fast bowlers.
Nikhil Bapa.
Yeah. Hi, DK. Congratulations on the win. I just wanted to ask you, in the game where the pendulum swung from one end to the another, did you think Nitish Rana's knot for your team proved to be the difference between the two sides? Because he literally played a very mature knot and saw the team home even after you lost a couple of wickets after the rain fell. So did his knot was the difference between the two teams, and how you rate his knots? I mean, you yourself played so many such knots in your career.
Yeah, I think he played a really sensible knock. The good thing was he was not out till the end, which is very important for us. Just the way he was able to handle pressure, take on the bowlers that he thought he could take on. And it was very nice to see him mature. It is important that he keeps playing innings like this because he is capable of this. The most important thing in his life is if he wants to get into the national team and make a name for himself, he needs to keep producing these knocks, and he's definitely got the talent to do it.
We take two more questions. Sandeep Sarkar.
Yeah, hi DK, congrats. DK, the team is looking completely different in this UAE phase of IPL. What changes have you observed within the team?
I think the fact that Venkatesh Iyer has opened, he's shown great intent. I think Shubman Gill is a far more free player. He's able to go and back himself, play his shots. It was a question of the talent was obviously there. It was getting the combination right. And, I think in many ways the combination is kind of set. We got off to a good run at the start, so it feels good. So just a couple of things falling in place and, Lockie Ferguson bowling well. A lot of small things fell in place. The people have had a time to look back at themselves, what they need to improve, and they've come back much better cricketers.
Final question, Vishesh.
Hi, Dinesh. I know this was your first game at Sharjah, but how do you see the pitch at this ground? Because all the matches that have been played here, we have seen that the pitch has been quite slow and it has been difficult for the batsmen, both in the first and second innings.
Yes, I would think it's not a great T20 wicket. It's very slow. It's not in favor of the batsman. It's completely in favor of, bowlers. It is very slow. It stops on you. So it's very hard for shot making. So, in a nutshell, it's not a great T20 wicket. It's a very challenging wicket. I enjoy low scoring games personally. I think there's a different feel to it. You don't see it too often in T20 cricket. But, Sharjah is producing that. So that's very interesting.
Thanks, Sudhir.